This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
One man's misfortune is another man's opportunity. A guy like Roman Wilson, for example, who has been working extremely hard and growing throughout the course of this thing, but had his role reduced in recent weeks, man. I'm excited what this opportunity might mean for him to display growth in the midst of the time where he hadn't been participating, to show his professionalism and his readiness and how he's been sharpening his sword for battle in the ranks. Why he hadn't been playing, for example. And so I just think that's always the lens in which I see it, whether it's discipline in nature or injury related. You can waste a lot of time pining for those that you don't have. As a leader, I think it's my job to work and prepare those that I do have and position them to live out their dreams and be positive contributors to a winning effort.
All right, classic Mike Tomlin trying to find the positives in this DK Metcalf suspension as far as it goes and pertains to how it affects the team on the field, and this is now a new opportunity for Roman Wilson, says Tomlin, to get back out there, and he has taken his benching in a positive manner, it sounds like, and Mike's trying to gas him up with the likelihood that DK Metcalf is going to miss time with this suspension. The appeal has happened, is my understanding, and now we're just waiting on a ruling from the NFL.
But to be very clear, Goodell hands out the suspension and likely either he or one of his people hears the appeal.
One of his minions, yes.
It's so not basically someone... it's you get a 2-game suspension. All right, I've had time to think about it. Maybe I'll make it 1 game.
The scuttlebutt from people around the Steelers here at 4 o'clock the day after this suspension came down is that it is going to get reduced. That's the sentiment right now. And I don't think they feel like it'll get reduced down to nothing. But I think their, I don't even want to say hope. I think their expectation is that it goes from 2-1. And Starkey brought this up, and I don't know if he found this on his own or if one of his birdies brought it to his attention. But I've heard it's absolutely part of their defense, which is this incident that happened in Philadelphia in 2023, where similar situation, a fan was making, in this case, the allegation was the fan wasn't saying anything racially inappropriate or anything like that, but was like making threats to players, Bills players. It was an Eagles-Bills game in Philly, and Eagles fans were doing what they're wont to do. They were acting like jerks. This one in particular was really crossing the line.
Okay.
And during the game, it got so bad that Shaq Lawson at the time decided to go over and take matters into his own hands. And there's video of it. I posted it to my Twitter of him shoving a fan. I had forgotten about this. Joe brought it up on the show today at 10. And the Steelers knew about it, that this had happened. There was no discipline from the NFL at all. No suspension, no fine. The Bills fined him, which is interesting. Team fines are tough because I don't know, like I think it's a little bit trickier, more complicated with the CBA. I would think that the team says, no, we'll handle it here. We'll take it out of the league's hands and we'll do it. Wasn't suspended, wasn't sat down, just had some money taken out of his pocket for it.
Now, it was credible, though, that Eagles fans were making threats. Like, there was proof that they were doing it, right? Or no?
No.
So there was not proof. It's just the Bills players are saying they were making threats.
Yes. And same thing where if you watch the video, it looks like the fan went to the game with the explicit intent to goad players and rattle them and get under their skin. And it worked. And he got excited about it. Like, he got a rise out of it. Like, he was the instigator and was proud of himself for having players come over to him and actually confront him.
It's an achievement to him.
Yep.
I would think
which is very similar to what went on with this guy in Detroit.
I would have thought that at least, maybe it wouldn't have held up as a great defense because the NFL would always want, like, the precedent of the Shaq Lawson thing that you're describing here. I would have thought, though, that if, like, Metcalf was going to fashion a defense for himself to get this knocked down either by one game or altogether, he would say, please take note of what the person did basically immediately before, immediately after, and then further after the incident.
I think so.
Like, that would be my main defense. Like, I might even go in there and throw myself at the mercy of Roger Goodell and basically say, if I were Metcalf, I'd say, listen, I overreacted. I shouldn't have gone over there. And in nicer words than this, look at this jackass.
I think the Steelers, let me retract that. I'm not going to put words in their mouth on this one. This is me kind of trying to like predict how they feel about things. I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers felt like if CBS doesn't show this on TV and it's just like something that spreads on social media from a fan shooting a video and other fans doing it and it going viral that way. And if this wasn't in a game that was played at 4:25 in front of everybody, if this is just part of the 1 o'clock menu and it's a game that not a lot of people are watching, and then here comes a video of DK Metcalf getting into it with a fan. I wonder if the Steelers think the punishment, the initial suspension or punishment would have been more lenient. The fact that most eyes were on this game late Sunday afternoon, CBS made such a tremendous deal about it.
They came back from break. Nance did his like very special announcement voice of like sober.
We got something bad here.
Like, yeah. And, oh, wow, Jim.
And
oh,
then Tony,
man.
This is going to rattle him and throw him off his game.
Reacting like a golden retriever.
And it became... It became the story from that game for a while. Tracy Wolfson doing reporting on the sidelines.
I kind of get it because like it's a big story and they're telling it. But like, yeah, if their cameras don't get it, if it's just a run-of-the-mill game at 1 o'clock, I do wonder. Because I think in those social media situations, I don't know. Like, you might get like a fine or the NFL might say it got on our radar. But the fact that it got broadcast to this big audience means you know what it really means? The league can't like ignore it. Right?
Yep.
Once they put it on TV, millions of people saw it, as opposed to like the way things spread on social media, you can almost say, well, it's on Twitter. Who's really seen that so far?
And I think that's what happened with the Eagles-Bills thing. It just happened. Some fans saw it. Some fans posted it. And the NFL was able to kind of slip it under the rug.
Yeah, I think that
you can't do this. It's also with a pretty prominent player. I mean, Shaq Lawson, I think, was a first-round pick, but he's no star. DK Metcalf is one of the five highest paid wide receivers in the entire NFL. He's the number one wide receiver on the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think in that respect, like, it hurts him too. Like, sometimes I think stars get preferential treatment. I think in this case, he's a big enough name where the NFL might try to make an example out of him. I think they did make an example out of him by giving him a two-game suspension.
I think it's probably going to end up being one. I don't think it's going to get knocked all the way down. I actually think the caller who called in and said, would you guys really put it past the NFL to make sure he's back in the event that Week 18 matters, is right. I do. And I still think the Steelers, to the other point we've been bringing up, there's a lot of angles to this that people have obviously chimed in on, and is the contract language that would void his guarantees for something like this. I tend to think that for the most part with that stuff, other than maybe the injury guarantee, which you said is 2 years down the road, I want to say.
Yeah, it's 2027. His 2027 salary would be fully guaranteed if he got hurt next year, but they could void that.
Right. The only definitively guaranteed stuff at the start was the first 2 years, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So I think other than maybe that, which they might void for business reasons, Pony, I don't think the Steelers internally are going to like uphold this to the letter and like be more punitive to him.
Donnie, is there any part of you that feels bad for DK Metcalf? Is there any part of you that's like, man, this is like a lot for him to deal with, and it happened because some guy showed up at a game deciding to be a complete jackass?
No, I mean, because it is something that players have to deal with. I mean, geez, like we even have to deal with it to some degree. I mean, like some of the stuff that people say to us is like way too venomous for any given situation, and you kind of just have to laugh it off.
Or ignore it altogether.
So here's where I come down. Do I ultimately feel any kind of bad for him? No. Because Donnie's right. Like, we all get stuff said to us. Not like usually. We're not like on location doing shows where people are dog cussing us. But probably this week alone, we've all had things said to us that are like, probably today even. People airing their grievances on Festivus that are nasty. Here is something that I know some people don't want to hear. He is making $31 million a year.
Yep.
To me, you're making that kind of money. It should be a little easier, especially when what got him to go over there was just like your run-of-the-mill taunting, to ignore that. You know why? Because you're making $31 million a year, and this is the highlight of that guy's year that he got under your skin.
Sounds like it's going to end up being his life, maybe.
Well, because if he gets paid off of it, it's going to like legitimately offer material...
Yeah,
you know, like creature comforts to this guy.
There's not a
real, I can't feel bad for Metcalf.
There's not a sympathetic figure in this situation. He doesn't come off at all as likable.
DK comes off like a hothead, and the guy in the crowd comes off like truly one of the bigger loser mindset guys I've ever seen. You're 45 years old. This is what you're doing.
One listener asks if Metcalf might have the suspension upheld if the NFL finds that he lied about the racial slur and the comment about his mom. I would say no, because Jamar Chase clearly lied about the spitting and he only got one game. There wasn't any extra discipline added on to that because he was dishonest about it.
I think the NFL might look at the fact that if DK cannot furnish proof that what he claims the guy said was actually said, I think the league could easily look at it as the guy himself will be able to take Metcalf to the cleaners on that one.
For a defamation or something like that.
Yeah, or just like as part of a civil suit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wrap it all the way.
Yeah, I don't
that.
Think there's any criminal charges coming here. This is all for this guy to get a payday.
To be pretty clear here, the thing that the law firm released yesterday was pretty obviously like civil in nature. I had people who actually are lawyers tell me that.
Yeah, it was a shot across the bow. Like, here we come, get ready.
Yeah, by the way, you know, batten down the hatches. It would have been very difficult, I was also told, and this is also kind of a common sense thing too, if you think about it, for this fan, Ryan Kennedy, I think it is, to get the Detroit Police Department to press charges, because you'd have to prove some sort of injurious behavior, like, you know, right? You have to prove an injury, like he assaulted me, look, I'm hurt, my eye, I have a black eye. The guy's up there cheerleading along saying, look at me, I helped the Detroit
Lions,
baby.
Saying that was the goal, baby.
Yeah, like you're not going to get the police to press charges. They're probably going to laugh at you.
It's funny because he didn't help the Lions.
No, they
didn't.
And you know what? Metcalf converted a 1st and 20 with a nice back shoulder play
later. He didn't
get
ejected from that game and your team lost, pal. So, Merry Christmas.
You know what? It is a small consolation that I bet you the Lions losing that game was worse for him than getting like shoved briefly.
You know who's big on this guy getting his ass kicked? John Stagerwald keeps posting stuff about it. Like, man, I would have loved to have seen that guy get punched in the teeth, basically.
Well, that guy is probably like the trifecta of things John, we know, hates. Grown men wearing jerseys or any kind of like pretty hardcore team apparel. The guy painted his hair Lions Honolulu blue.
Painted his chest.
Made it all about me, me, me. John is literally wrote a book called Just Watch the Game. So that guy was violating most of the John Steigerwald commandments, I believe.
Here is Devin on the fan. Hello, Devin.
It's Kevin. Sorry.
Kevin, what's up, Kevin?
Just a couple things. You might have touched on this. Is this guy a Detroit fan or is he a Seattle fan? Because they said that.
No, he's a Lions fan.
Seattle played Detroit. Seattle played Detroit last year in Detroit.
Oh, okay. So he had the same. Okay, I misunderstood that. Because that makes it even worse. If he went over there almost instigating it, you know this guy's an idiot.
Well, that's like the worst part. Like, I think for Metcalf, the fact that the guy was known to him and he should have been able to like realize, hey, this guy's just here to troll me. That's where I think like you really got to step back and be like, why am I even coming close to this situation right now?
Exactly. And I'm the youngest of 11, Mosey, too. From
you're
the
young. Okay, what? So was it? Hold on. Was I right to say it's way better to be the youngest of 11?
Man, youngest of 11.
No, Doc. They got all the beatings out of the way. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. They got all the beatings out of the way.
My parents' arms were too tired from delivering spankings.
Here's Dave next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas.
You too.
The question I have is here, if you get a game, or even if it's one game suspension, we weren't going to play, and if we win, we weren't going to play him anyway. So in the NFL's eyes, it probably could reduce it down just to one because they already know the Steelers are not going to play him on the last one. I don't know if that's their actual thinking. And the other question I have is, if the Ravens lose to the Green Bay, it wouldn't matter anyway. We technically could rest for 2 weeks. Am I correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Well, I think they might bring it down to a game. But other than that, I like the Steelers in the first round of the playoffs, and that's about it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't really think... Kabali texted me, and I hope he doesn't mind that I'm sharing this on the air, but he made a good point, believe it or not, in a text he sent me. He said, could you imagine what people would be saying about Tomlin right now had the Steelers lost that game and Metcalf got suspended for that interaction with the fan? And I think he's right. I think most of the people calling into our show would say, here goes Tomlin again, losing control. Players run amok. Players walk all over him. Not a disciplinarian. Players coach. It doesn't matter. We jettison George Pickens. We move on from Deontay Johnson. We say sayonara to Antonio Brown. The more things change, the more they stay the same with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is a great example of winning is the best deodorant. Because if they had lost that game and they were in a more perilous playoff situation, all those old tropes and things about Mike as an overrated coach would have been on full display.
And in Metcalf's case, it wouldn't have been a situation where Mike drafted the player. You would have seen him largely, you would have had a body of work for Metcalf where he never like got into anything really like this. And then under Tomlin's watch, he did. By the way, to extend that out, assuming the Steelers do get into the playoffs here, either by winning Sunday or by the Packers winning Saturday, and then they win a playoff game and Metcalf like has 100-plus yards and a touchdown, I can assure you, no one will give a rat's ass that he did this.
No, the fan in Detroit turns into the bad guy. He turns into the
weasel. If anything, he turns into the guy that like sparked the Steelers
that
on possibly
too.
A playoff run.
Yeah, he got...
Lit a fire under DK Metcalf.
Good point.
I'll tell you why I really hate that fan. If this full suspension gets upheld, my black and gold auction house receiving total has no chance. It's dead.
I really thought you guys would agree with my take that he looks like Pittsburgh dad with dyed hair. I really thought I had something.
The Pittsburgh
there.
Dad guy has short hair, and in that one where he's got his actual blue hair, it's slicked back like it.
But the glasses and face, Chris, with the beard.
There's a little bit of it, but the hair just makes it very tough to visualize that part. Lennox got his hair cut for the first time. Like, you know, he had the long drummer hair, and then he finally got it cut like just regular short. It made a huge difference in how he looked. It's like very hard to unimagine somebody or imagine them with very short hair when the guy's got the slick hair.
This guy thinks he's such a big deal. And it really pisses me off that he probably is about to get the payday of a lifetime out of this whole thing.
I'm telling you, man. It's very bad that he is almost certainly going to come out of this with some sort of settlement. And then he'll probably like ask DK to sign a jersey for him so he can burn it on like social media.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Or something.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's the Tomlin Tuesday. We're reacting to what's going to happen with DK Metcalf. The expectation seems to be that in the next half hour, we're going to find out that that suspension went from two games down to one, and that an incident involving a Bills player a couple years ago where he pushed a fan and didn't get suspended might be benefiting Metcalf in this appeals process. We also have the Pirates giving out an early Christmas gift for their fans with this Ryan O'Hearn signing. 2 years, $29 million. I see a lot of people sending out this meme from The Wire.
We back up. Want you to put the word out. We back up.
Yes.
I saw Roundtree put it out, and he was talking about all of Pittsburgh sports. He said Steelers in line for a division title. Penguins on track. I guess he's projecting a bottom falls out situation to draft a generational talent. He thinks they're going to sink to the bottom. And Pirates signing and trading for useful players.
Yeah, Roundtree said Pirates actually spending money.
So far, their payroll is projected at $9 million higher than last year. If they were to trade Mitch Keller, that would potentially go the other way quickly.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like right now that's in the cards. If they did, it would seem like it would be for another established major league bat, does it not? And at that point, you'd start to be eating into your depth a little bit. I thought Oviedo going was kind of a sign that Keller was probably staying.
Oh, I think Keller's definitely staying now.
So maybe they add, what, You had one more player. You get that payroll, what, $20 million higher than it was last year?
Get it over 100. Get it close to where the Reds and Brewers are.
Yeah, you start to get in that territory. I start to kind of arch an eyebrow here.
Intern Dom, who tweeted this morning that the immaculate reception was an incomplete pass. So he's really on a hot streak, even for him. Tweets out, the entire Pirates offseason so far has been one giant middle finger to all the haters and disbelievers. Donnie, as a producer take ombudsman, do you agree with that? This entire Pirates offseason has been one giant middle finger to all the haters and disbelievers?
I mean, I'd like to think we finally bullied them into doing something.
There's a lot of that going around, too. A lot of people feel like the Fire Tomlin chants have precipitated this three-game winning streak for the Steelers. That Tomlin has, because they have
power to the people, man.
They have changed their stripes a little bit.
Absolutely.
As far as how they've played and how Mike has wanted them to play. I have seen my cousin. I went to family Christmas, an early one this past Saturday. My one cousin goes, you know, maybe those Fire Tomlin chants, Chris. He doesn't call me Malzy.
I mean, even Bob Smysak is tweeting, the Pirates signing of Ryan O'Hearn is impressive. Maybe Nutting is serious about winning.
I still think
there's... And then capital maybe. O'Hearn can DH and play some outfield. Good start, more yet to do, in particular third base.
I still think they're hoping for Connor Griffin to be like the truth, the whole truth, and he might be, but you have to add another bat. I also still think there's a lot to this idea that the Pirates do not want to be seen as a team that gets like called out for not spending enough and that Manfred's leaning on them and they're finally doing it. At this point, beggars can't be choosers, and if that's actually the case, I'm not going to quibble with how they're being forced to do this, how it came about. The ends would justify the means, but it still would be sort of a philosophical bummer if that's what it took. I will also say this, just to go back before I forget. We're talking about we're all kind of hearing that the expectation is that Metcalf's suspension is cut in half.
Yep.
Is it too much for me to ask? I know that right now, as far as we know, this guy did not say anything that would have even come close to crossing the line. He was just a troll. Why can't we get that guy banned from Ford Field here, at least? Why does the fan not only probably hit a payday out of this, but not get disciplined by the NFL for being an effing loser?
I don't think the NFL. I think the NFL is gun shy to do that because of the litigation that's going to be brought against them. I think they're paralyzed by fear because this guy's lawyered up, and he got
they're
touched.
They're the NFL. My God, they have more lawyers than this guy has money in his bank account.
But the problem with that is, then that assigns guilt to the guy.
Could they say
it
that
makes
him
look like a guilty party, and they don't want to do that right now?
I'm trying to think. I guess he didn't really lean over the railing to put himself over the threshold, you could call it. He didn't, It's more wishful thinking. The idea that guys like, you know what he reminds me of? A much more malicious version of that baseball guy, Zach Hampel, who runs around trying to catch foul balls.
You know what else is going around a lot in terms of social media? There's a lot of, society would be a better place if a guy like that could get punched in the face every now and then.
I don't want to.
There's a lot of condoning, like,
I don't
assault.
I know. I don't want to get too like down the road of that, but like you can kind of tell who never even has like a kid when like no one's gonna press charges, kid versus other kid, like teenagers on the playground.
Yep.
You can kind of tell who ran their mouth and never got popped in the mouth for it, and who maybe did.
Yeah, I got punched a lot.
Well, like actions beget consequences is kind of what I'm going for. By the way, do you know what league does do a good job and actually does ban people from...
NBA.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, they're very proactive about it.
I mean, they had an all-time incident that's caused them to...
No, but I know
this way.
They did a bunch of stuff like dress code and all this other stuff that they said they were going to clean up the league with. But I'm saying under Adam Silver, very quickly here, they've taken more of what I would call a pro-player approach, where if the fan is jaw-jacking...
Yep.
The fan is the person who's held to the higher standard.
How about this opinion, intern Jack, from another producer, Greg Finley? If the Pirates can get Okamoto, that would be amazing. He absolutely rakes.
So Greg's been watching, JerMichael Finley's been watching, what, a lot of Japanese
league
ball?
This is where I would play the Kibale card. Where Mark's like, well, how many Rays games did you watch? I don't know, Mark. It's pretty easy to pull up Baseball Reference and see what a guy did in the major leagues. It's a little bit harder for me or anyone, I think, to project what Japanese hitter will do.
Actually, the problem is you can type him in and immediately get his Japanese and Winter League stats on Baseball Reference.
I know, but the Japanese stats, we don't know how
Well, isn't the conventional wisdom that Japanese baseball and the KBO are like in that nebulous like double
between
A to AAA?
And the majors?
I've heard like in the double A to triple A
range.
Yes,
but how many Pirates hitters have we seen tear up triple A and then blow ass in the major leagues?
I know, but
it's hard to tell how they're going to translate. That's the problem.
But Gung, like before everything happened with him off the field and with injury, had shown that he could clearly hit and rake
Does
major
Okamoto
league pitching.
Does Okamoto have great Japanese stats?
I mean, he's basically over the prime of his career, right?
How old is he?
So he's 29. He's not
How
young.
Many homers this past season in Japan? And how many games?
He only played 77 games. He still hit 15 bombs. 2 years ago in 2023 in 140 games, he hit 41.
Lefty or righty?
He is a righty-righty. Because he plays third base, so he's got to be a right-handed thrower, and he is a right-handed hitter. And
probably hits better than the Oak at third, if I had to guess.
The Big Oak? Can you get that one again? Thank you, Jack. What a callback. That's
well,
great
I don't. It depends. Let's see if executive producer Donnie Football, do you approve of playing
Come on.
The Greg Brown clip again?
Come on. Have a little fun. I still can't believe that this one went over so
Drive
well.
To left field by Triolo, deep. Soderstrom back. Warning track, wall, and gone. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. Jared Triolo, you are an oak. 4-0 Pirates. That's his seventh.
That laugh from Neil Walker, I think, says it all. Like, I have to do this.
That's a Hall of Fame fake laugh.
But the dude has 7 home runs and the season has a week left.
I would just like to point out for listeners, the reason we played that a second time is we were talking about the hole at third base. And I'm paraphrasing, but it's pretty close to what I actually said. I cannot bear hearing Greg Brown call him the big tree because he's 6'5", when he hits a home run for his 7th of the year. And not only did we find a Greg Brown call where he even went funnier with "you are an oak," it was for his 7th home run of the year. Is the thing that works that perfectly.
Would you guys rather have Okamoto or Eugenio Suarez?
Ooh. That's a good question.
I'd rather have Suarez.
Well, hold on. I would too.
And I know he sucked in Seattle last year after the trade, but I'd still take him.
I have two worries about him. The majority of his career. Now, he had pretty big power numbers the 1 year in Seattle.
Cincinnati and Arizona launching pads?
Yes. I mean, Cincinnati, it's 49 home runs. He might as well be playing in a Fisher-Price ballpark. Arizona is always a good hitter's park. I'd be nervous because he's right-handed power. Here's the one thing I would say. Human nature tells me I'd kind of want Okamoto because it's box of mystery.
And oh, I yeah, because that's always such another thing that's such a success
hold on,
at
Jack,
Pirates games.
Jack, don't you... Well, if it's the first day of the year, it's almost always like one of the best prizes they give out, or the last home game. Doesn't human nature, intern Jack, if somebody says, you can have this nice signed jersey by Brian Reynolds, or what's inside the box of mystery.
You take one in the hand over two in the bush, though.
Every single time, fans are like, box of mystery.
But sometimes that box of mystery blows. It's like a calendar
with players with their dogs. Not, it does.
Yes, but the whole point is you're like, I don't want to be the one person who took the
like
bird in the hand.
Of Dari Moretta.
I don't want to be the person who took the bird in the hand when the box of mystery was like 2 seasons.
Donnie, how would
something.
You answer that? Would you rather have Suarez or this Japanese guy?
I would take Suarez. I mean, we just have a better idea what he already does against major league pitching.
Hold on,
if that's the next move, and that's like the last substantial move they make in the offseason would be to bring Suarez in. What grade would you give it the whole offseason?
I'd give it an A.
An A.
I'd give it an A because that's a big...
I think so, too.
That's a big name. He's a 3.5 win player last year, too. Like, they'd have added almost 10 wins, Don.
I mean, how many home runs would have been added?
He's projected to hit...
with 31.
He's
Suarez
projected to hit
what,
30.
What do you have last year, 49?
Yeah, but I would go by their projections. They're still adding, like, 80 home runs or something like that. 75 home runs. One other thing on Suarez, just for sake of full like transparency here on him. I'm going with his entire career splits here, where he's played in those launching pads. Home splits, .485 slugging, .820 OPS. Road splits, .445 slug, .765 OPS. That's a real difference.
What are
me.
Suarez's career numbers, though, at PNC Park? He's had to have played a ton of games there with Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'll look them up for you right now, but I don't love doing that for one reason. It also takes out of the equation the fact that he might have been going up against very crappy Pirates pitchers. You know what I mean?
Well, it depends. I mean, he's played long enough where he would have gone up against good ones 10 years ago.
His numbers against the Pirates, period, he's an 849 career OPS. That's pretty good. His
Can you get ballpark split?
Yeah, don't worry, Chalooch. I got him. 882 at PNC Park in 65 career games, which is, by the way, 266 plate appearances. He's hit 13 home runs.
Here's Lou in Pittsburgh. Hello, Lou.
Hey, guys. Hey, question for you. It's more from yesterday.
Sure.
At the end of the game, the last play with Detroit.
Yep.
Wasn't that wide receiver's forward progress stopped?
Oh, 100%.
Like, why did they allow that next part of that play
Lou,
to happen?
I have two,
allow it to the quarterback?
I have two questions about that play that don't need to ever be answered because, obviously, they made the right call on OPI. I thought it was pretty blatant, by the way. Why didn't they blow it dead? Why would they blow dead? Why would they choose not to blow dead a play just because it happens to be the last play of the game? The rule's the rule. I also think there is by no means an open and shut case unless somebody has gone and Zapruder filmed it that he even got the ball to Goff before a part of his body was down.
Yeah,
you know what that is too. Yo, you know why? Here's why they do it. I can answer the question why all that stuff happens. In a chaotic play like that, I think the tendency for the officials is to swallow the whistles and let it sort itself out. And to the Steelers' credit
because
and benefit.
Because every touchdown gets reviewed.
The benefit to that is yesterday, two days ago, Gainwell makes the all-time play. And to the officials' credit, because Rodgers decided to single that out, they didn't blow it dead because otherwise, no touchdown.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Earthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, for thepeople.com. Those flipping over from the Penguins, who are in a 2-1 hockey game against the Maple Leafs, we will be joined by Jason Mackey, who's live in Toronto momentarily. Right now is the Donnie Football Debrief, the biggest football topic of the day with our football guy, and it's sponsored by Saloni's Italian Bread, over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The Debrief, December 23, 2025. I do have a bit of a confession to make after the weekend I just had.
You're done drinking?
No, although sometimes I do feel that way now that I'm 30 plus.
Well, intern Dom came out and thought that he spoke out of turn by saying that you got after it on Saturday.
And then we were like,
oh, no, I got after it on Saturday.
Right. Thank you.
And then he was like, well, I shouldn't have said that, maybe. Like, you know, I don't know if Donnie wants his business plastered on Front Street. I was like, and we all said, basically,
he's a guy that posts Icy Light Mango
pictures. Guy drinks beer. I mean, I don't think I'm.
We just said, like, the 18 of you go as a group called the Nasty Boys to cities. Yeah. Like, some of you look like the Cleveland Browns offensive line coach whose gut moves when he barked. Yeah, you
guys breaking news, guys drinking beer on Saturday night.
Watch the opera, for crying out loud.
Who were you able, by the way, to peel off of their more serious reporterly duties and get to meet you guys at the bar on Saturday?
Batgo came out, yeah.
How about good friend Ray Fittipaldo?
Nah, not Ray.
Molly was tired.
We had some from the Alan Saunders umbrella.
Really?
Saunders himself.
Wow.
Farabaugh was out and about.
Okay.
Now, what's Saunders like after a couple pops? That's hard to imagine. Like, if somebody brings
up, he's a good guy.
PFF,
like, he's a good hangout.
No, but I could.
He's a good hang, Saunders?
He's a good hang? Okay.
I think so.
Wow, okay. Cool.
Do you know that he has done something, like, he had to do, like, some sort of LLC, and he called it the Saunders Umbrella because of that?
So what is your confession?
True story, yeah. You said you had something to confess.
I'm starting to come around on the
dome
and indoor stadium.
I knew it.
I hope Starkey's not listening to this segment.
Now, I also...
how nice is Ford Field for an older stadium?
I mean, it's aged like fine wine.
Exactly.
Because I've never been.
I mean, now you guys will have Cabali, well, I guess maybe not on Friday, but I don't know if you asked him about it this past Friday, and I was having a conversation with Chris Mack earlier, who does the podcast with him, and he was like, oh, well, Cabali told me that place was a dump. I was like,
not even close.
I was like, don't listen to a word Cabali ever says about a stadium, because all he cares about is the food they serve in the press box.
Wow.
And what his seating arrangement
is.
He has zero input on what a stadium is actually like. And that is 110%
wide
true.
Wide concourses there, good, like, no lines,
yes, very,
stuff like that.
100%.
How did the Steelers and the Pirates both manage to build, now in the Pirates' case, PNC Park's a jewel with all like the views and everything. How did both teams manage to build stadiums where I swear and actually the Penguins too with PPG Paints, the concourse lines are just always an atrocity at all three places.
Let me just say this, though, about PNC Park. PNC Park is beachfront property. It's really only, I think, special because of the panoramic view of the city.
That's kind of what I'm implying here, like that they don't have...
If you flip it and it's facing another direction, it's just a ballpark. That's all it is. Yeah. Right?
I mean, just have problems with, like, the things that some fans want are, hey, are my lines going to be short? Am I going to have space to walk and not be, like, crowded?
Ford Field is great for that. So is Comerica Park there.
The one weird thing I did notice, now, I went into, like, the same bathroom twice, but I don't know if they just have, like, a ton of small bathrooms or if they just, like, have a bad operation there. There were like
bathroom issues. That's not good.
There were like six urinals and there was one stall. It was very small for a stadium bathroom. I thought, okay.
Like, they're discouraging dumps is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I'm thinking like, all right, I wonder if there's just like a
that
million
Ford
of these
Field
around the stadium.
Ford Field, hostile to dumps.
That's a terrible place to be. You got to pinch one off at an NFL game. That is just a horrible, horrible spot.
But I mean,
also, if you're like one of the like Nasty Boy types, that what you're trying to pinch off if you've been drinking beer and eating like brats and tailgate food all day,
that's not a clean one. That's not an immaculate dump by any means.
Exactly. There's no ghost wiping going on.
So
there.
Bad bathrooms, but you would give it a thumbs up everywhere else, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the atmosphere lived up to the hype, and then some. I
loud
mean,
as hell. Wasn't
that
it?
Was one of the, that was one of the loudest places I've ever been.
Steeler fan takeover.
Louder than Minnesota, huh?
Well, they're all polite. They're all polite, you know, upper Midwesterners.
I also think because it's, even though it's an indoor stadium and it's a dome, it's like more condensed in than Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was 2 miles away
from
the
field.
Yeah, you've
said that before.
When I was in Minnesota. This was a case where we were in the last row of a section and it didn't feel like we were that far away.
Chris, I talked to somebody in Cleveland today who thinks when we go to the game on Sunday that there's going to be more Steelers fans than Browns fans there, and they actually think there's going to be audible boos from Steelers fans when Garrett gets the sack record.
That would be a funny scene.
I also, you're not going to wear Steelers stuff?
The well, only, did I hear that correctly? He's going to stand up and golf clap as well when Garrett gets the record and say.
I mean, I really, I mean, I don't care what he does there, but I mean,
the only piece of Steelers gear I own is when I dressed up as Matt Canada for Halloween 2023. I bought like a Steelers like sweatshirt slash like pullover kind of thing. It just says Steelers across. It's like a real NFL piece of like merchandise. It's not like a fake.
Yeah.
But I would, if anything, I'm just like wearing neutral colors.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Toss that. Wear like a Carhartt over it. Wear a beanie.
It's not going to be that cold. It's going to be in the 50s.
Here's the problem. It's Cleveland. I think Detroit does not have like the same level of animus.
Cleveland. Remember that video that went back in the day?
Oh, yeah. No.
Cleveland.
No, it was fun times in Cleveland today.
You ever see that one, Don?
The punchline at the end of that one is at least, yeah, there's like, there's
at
two
least
of them.
I can't picture
Detroit. Detroit. We're not Detroit. Yeah, it was like.
Here's a guy eating a hot dog on
a corner. It was a guy riding a bike. It was like, this guy has at least two DUIs. There's one that's like, come on down to East Cleveland, buy a home for the price of a VCR. the best part is that's a Cleveland-based comedian doing that video.
Donnie, I'm happy that you brought back a win.
So you
like
think
it was an
Dome
awesome
Stadium,
trip.
Though, man. Kansas City's going Dome Stadium.
I was just
going
to say that. And Chicago.
Arrowhead's like one of the all-time loudest outdoor venues. It's like it's got charm and everything.
I think we're going to be the last of the Mohicans. I think Pittsburgh and Green Bay.
I say, like, I brought it up because I think that's the direction that the league is going 100%. In anyway.
Well, you know what? Here, I'll say one more thing about that. We've seen them now move the draft around and make that an event. I think, honestly, the league would love to try to push through because of its popularity, Pony, real quick. Every team to get a dome stadium, because then conceivably they can probably squint and figure out a way to have the Super Bowl in almost any NFL city.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.